Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Receive this text message on our text line at 1-800-330-9999. Interested to see what everybody thinks about it. It says, I know there's an economic downturn, but this seems like too much. It's a picture of a receipt. And I guess what the restaurant did, they included a mandatory tip for the kitchen for what this restaurant was $10. Now, that's in addition to what the wait staff will get, like where you fill in however much you want to leave for the wait staff. It was a mandatory $10 tip to the kitchen. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, what do you think about that?
My first impulse is listen, if there's a great meal or some sort of celebration going on in a place, I want to reward the people that took care of it for me. But here's the thing, implying that it's required, that it's necessary, pay your people more. If you want to make sure that your kitchen is taken care of, if you want to make sure that your servers are properly taken care of, pay your people more. Take better care of them. There's this big passing of the buck nowadays is, I want to do something, but I don't want to pay for it. So whether it's your friend that wants to go fund their tickets to Taylor Swift, or somebody that wants to do a Kickstarter for their vacation, or these passed on fees from a restaurant or other business owner, like, it just feels wrong. Like, I get it. Everything got more expensive. But how long are we expected to take care of that for people?
Well, it's, that's the part that makes me annoyed, too, is that, like, you know, with servers are dramatically underpaid. It's like, what?
Sure.
Like, they can pay them $2 an hour or something because some kind of legal loophole. I don't know. But with cooks, with chefs, excuse me, it's not supposed to be the same thing, right? I mean, these are people who are supposed to just based off of base salary, make a living wage. So it does. It feels like I'm not angry at the chef. I'm glad they're getting that money. I'm angry at the business. Like, dude, like, you're going to pass off the expense of, like, having to pay your workers more onto me, your customer, who's already making you your livelihood? Like, that doesn't seem right.
You know, I come from a family of restaurateurs. We have restaurants. Yeah. That's what my parents do. They have 3 restaurants. And the cost of food right now is incredible. Like, it's so much money. Our chefs get paid well. They do. I'm kind of torn on this because could they use the extra money? Sure. Like, how much are we going to keep raising the prices on the menu? That's the other thing, too, is, like, it gets to the point where you're outpricing yourself so high. Is it worth it there?
Yeah, but let me just give you a parallel example here, all right? So I just had to book a hotel room. And much like it is with some of the wages of people that work in restaurants, state to state, some states allow certain fees and taxes and other ones do not, right? So you're online and you see a rate. And then when you book the room, it's $200 more by the end of it. It's $150 more. It just feels underhanded. So if you had some sort of note at the front door that said, hey, we're putting $10 on every check for your kitchen staff or whatever, that'd be one thing. When the check shows up at the end of the meal, you know what your meal costs. You ordered it. Roundabout what your drinks should run. At the bottom, you expect there to be tax. You don't expect there to be a line item that says $10 for this.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of my favorite restaurants has a mandatory 2.5% to the kitchen on top of your check and a mandatory minimum 20% tip to the waitstaff.
Wow.
And I just know that when I go there, that's what's going to be. During the pandemic, it came on and it never came off. And I know when I go there, I'm going to pay it.
But it's kind of like what Raven said. You know that when it just shows up at the end of the night and you didn't expect it, it's kind of like they pulled the rug out from under you.
Well, the first time I was like, what is this?
Right.
I'm like, but that tuna tartare. And that was the end of that. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Kentucky Derby was trending over the weekend. Happened at Churchill Downs, where it always is. Here's the final stretch.
As they come into the final 16, and it is going to be Mage to win the Kentucky Derby.
That's right. Mage is the winner of the 149th Kentucky Derby, 15-1 odds. A lot of controversy around the Derby, though, because 7 horses passed away leading up to it, the week of.
You know, I got to tell you, I mean, it's just striking to me that this, it happens at all these major races all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, you know, horses get hurt and stuff. If they're, you know, the racing and running, like, you know, sometimes legs are going to get, you know, broken and that type of stuff. And you can't really repair that on a horse. I understand that. But there's a lot of other things around this that just don't make sense. I don't want to sound like a prude, but how much longer are we really going to do this? Why don't we just stop this? What's it? I don't get it.
It's a sport. You know, it's something that's been around a long time.
If you were playing a baseball game and seven players were going to die every time a game stopped, we'd stop that immediately, right?
No, I understand.
I mean, what's going on here?
And you know, the funny part is because I don't really understand racing all that much. I like was like Googling and I was trying to understand over the weekend. And a lot of what the owners say and the jockeys say is like, well, I mean, not as tactful as they said it, but it's the cost of doing business. And I was like, but why?
That seems completely terrible.
I mean, can't we put them in a nice hospital somewhere? Like a sanctuary? No, but I guess not.
Here's
I don't know.
Thing. Just stop doing business.
Yeah.
Stop doing that business.
Yeah.
I mean, that business is not, that's not in its own economy generating jobs for people or whatever. That's people with a serious hobby or whatever that are doing that. This is not me and you.
The next leg of the Triple Crown is Preakness Stakes. That happens May 20th in Baltimore. All right, also trending, King Charles. Saturday was the coronation of the King of England. Here's the moment he is crowned.
So sanctify thy servant Charles, that he may be crowned with thy gracious favor and filled with abundant grace and all princely virtues.
God save the King!
I watched the entire thing live.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
I was really...
There was a 3-minute recap. You know that. Right?
No, I know. But I like, I wanted to watch things happen like in real time. And I don't know. I've always been fascinated with the royal family. I studied in England when I was in college. Like, I was just... I wanted to see, you know, and... I wish I had somebody that cared as much as I did because I had so many thoughts on so many things, and I don't want to go back
to England.
Camilla, why do I still hate Camilla? It's like inbred in me. Like I see her come on, I immediately think she's a villain, and I'm like, are you happy now? You got your crown, Camilla. Like it's not even reasonable why I'm so mad at Camilla still.
My wife was using even stronger language, and I was like, she's like 80. Right. That's what I said to her. I was like, that's like yelling at somebody's grandmother. And she's like, well, child, home record and all this. I was like, Diana did her things too. I was like, oh man, whatever.
Prince Harry was the big other storyline, the drama. They said he was going to be in the 10th row. He wasn't. He was in the 3rd row. He was right behind Princess Anne, who had a large feather hat, so you really couldn't see him that much. But he kind of just seemed fine. Smiling, happy. Like, he was kind of a non-issue, which is exactly what I think the royal family wanted him to be that day.
I mean, but wasn't he also sitting behind, like, Prince Andrew, who's being sued for all sorts of crazy, dirty things?
Yeah.
I mean, his seating was not good. And I'll just say this. We haven't seen Meghan Markle outside of her house in 2 months. The next day, we see her outside for a jog and a hike with her friends having a great time. You probably could have made the party.
The one thing I want to say, though, is Princess Kate could not have been more beautiful or classy.
Yeah.
She was a vision, and I was like, I can't wait for her to be queen.
That's how everybody feels.
Yeah, so today the British people have the day off. They had the coronation concert last night. Katy Perry and Lionel Richie performed. They were good. It was fun.
You watched it literally from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you crazy right now? 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Sarah, that's all I need to know about you.
If you don't let pedestrians cross on the crosswalk, that's all I need to know about you.
I was dealing with this yesterday. I drive through. My town is a college town, and the college continues to expand. I mean, it's just growing and growing and growing. So there are crosswalks all over the place now. And these are cross streets that you use to, you know, shortcut across the town. So you're always driving through. And now the rules are, even if it's not their light or whatever, if they step to the side of the sidewalk, you're supposed to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So then I stop, and I've got cars held up behind me, and usually people won't beep. They're relatively polite. But then somebody else is coming from the other way, and they're doing 40 miles per hour, and they don't even slow down.
It's so tough. But you got to remember, like, you're the one that's driving the big, giant vehicle that can hurt somebody, so let them cross the street.
Sherry, that's all I need to know about you.
I hate when people have no idea what personal space is. That is all I need to know about you.
You know, this is a thing that I'm running into so often now in the stores. Listen, when I'm in the store, I don't try and take up the whole space. I don't try and like expand my area or anything like that. I understand that you've got something you've got to get to, and I've got something I got to get to, and I don't want to wait when you're looking at something either. But the amount of people that I've found that are willing to literally push up on you nowadays, it's amazing to me.
Yeah, but if you stand like in a grocery aisle for too long staring at the applesauces and I just need to grab the applesauce, there's only so much time I'm going to give you.
Dude, if you brush against me, like if your arm or something hits me, you're too close.
You got to say, excuse me.
Yes.
And say, and you have to apologize. I'm sorry. I'm just going to grab this really quick. Thank you so much.
That makes a huge difference. If you don't say anything, it's terrible.
Right. Emma, that's all I need to know about you.
If you don't rinse off your dishes and your silverware before you put it in the dishwasher, that's all I need to know about you.
It is gross. Whenever I see these commercials, right, where they're just like, oh, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that, and it shows it, I'm like, who would ever want to live that way?
I just don't understand where it goes. Like all the junk on the plates and like the grime. Like if you don't rinse it off and you don't, does the dishwasher just eat it? Does it swallow it? Is there a special hole that it goes in?
It's supposed to dissolve, and there is some sort of drainage at the bottom, but yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be a piece of steak in there. Where is that going? That's not dissolving.
I have a new dishwasher that's supposed to be very, very good.
Mm.
And even if I don't, like, I leave, like, a little something on it, it's still there. I don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how fancy they are.
On average, you have about 6 arguments over the weekend. Researchers say that it's the most common time to get into fights with your friends and family. So who had the dumbest argument of the weekend? Raven, you're first.
We had a bunch of friends over on Saturday night for a fire in the backyard. And as comes up, every time there's a fire, if it has a single moment when it falters, somebody else is the fire pro. You've got people that are impatient. They can't help but poke it. My wife is one of those types. But of course, she always blames it on whether I took the good wood or the bad wood. I asked her about it yesterday. Granted, this is 24 hours after it happened.
Oh, you were lazy because you took the wood from the closest rack. Mind you, they're touching each other. The closest rack you could grab, but it was the wet uncovered wood when right next to it was the dry covered wood.
I mean, all that wood has been there 100 years.
And that is your same ridiculous argument. It doesn't matter. One of the piles was soaking wet and the other one was dry, correct?
I mean, the whole area back there is wet.
I can't have this conversation again.
We may actually still be fighting today. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm still mad.
I mean,
and I'm sure she's mad.
But the truth of the matter is that she's right, Raven. No. Why would you possibly, why would you take the wet wood if the dry wood is right next to it?
It's all wet. It's all old wet wood. It all is. And by the way, it all has to be burned at some point.
Right.
If not, we never get rid of this old wet wood.
Is some of the wood less wet than the other wood?
I mean, I guess. I had a ton of cardboard to burn. You know what? I'm not talking to you.
Okay. All right.
Forget it.
I had a dumb argument with everybody in my family. We moved this weekend. It was very, very stressful. But my 14-year-old daughter, Hayden, said that she wanted to keep the dog crate in her room for this duration. We're in like a rental for a short time. Now, we're on the 4th floor of an apartment building. So taking the dog out is a lot different than it used to be. You used to just open the door, the dog goes out, comes back in, right? Mm. Not anymore. Now we have to put it on a leash and take it down 4 floors and bring it to the dog area. Yep. This was all well and good until this.
Of Lila's crate being set up in your room, Hayden, is so that if she gets up in the morning, you take her out because she's your dog.
I know, but it was like 5:30 this morning and I wanted to go back to sleep.
So you think bringing her into our room is the right answer?
Yeah, because Dad was awake.
He was not awake. That is not a real thing.
He was awake.
This was 2 arguments. One, you can't be in charge of the dog only when it's convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2, was Daddy awake at 5:30 in the morning? And because he was not home at the time, we had to call him to find out that he was or was not awake.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
That was the whole thing. That was a dumb argument.
That is dumb.
Producer Sean, here is your argument.
So on a scale from 0 to 100, you are at 100 annoyance level.
You are like 50%.
I'm a mom. Annoying. I'm supposed to be 50% annoying at all times. Right, babe?
Don't bring me into this.
What is happening here, Sean?
Yeah.
You know, so Isaac has been like, you know, he's been doing the whole thing where he's like, he'll eat a little bit of his dinner and then he'll be like, no, I don't want any more. And then not even 10 minutes after, he's like, oh, well, when are we having dessert? And just... He's being a kid. You know, he's being a kid, and Rachel was just at her wit's end with it, and she's just like, you're annoying. So they were just going back and forth. And then they tried to bring me into it.
Mm. Right, who's the most annoying person in the house? I've had that argument, oddly, several times in my home. Who's the most annoying? So many times.
Yeah.
All right, so many dumb arguments. Who had the dumbest, Raven, Sean, or me, Anna? Sean, who are you voting for?
Man, I sympathize with yours. Raven, I got to go with you, the wet wood man.
Yeah, why are you using... I agree. You're the dumbest argument because she's right. Like, why would you use the wet wood?
There was both kinds of wood. Uh-huh. It was a mixed batch of wood.
Uh-huh.
From a lack of a filter to unhinged lunacy, we ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
Why are teenagers so unpredictable and nutty? I have no idea.
I mean, they would say hormones, right? And the rest of the environment, but they're crazy, right? I remember being crazy. When I look back now, totally crazy.
Mm-hmm. My older daughter, Hayden, is 14 years old. Now,
I mean, as far as teenagers go, really even keel.
She's a good teen.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't, knock on wood, she doesn't get in trouble. She's a good girl, all that. But she is out of her mind mad at me right now. And I want to know from you if you think I'm out of line for what I did and for not, I don't know what to do at this point. So I guess any input is valid and I'm looking forward to it. So they have, you know, they have like the school fundraisers. So I went to her school fundraiser and one of the items that was available for bid in the auction was 4 front row seats to the 8th grade graduation. She's graduating 8th grade.
I mean, that's a big deal. If not, you got to be out there like 6 o'clock the night before like it's Led Zeppelin, right?
No. It's like, it's a small school. There's auditorium seats. There's plenty of seating. None of that is real. But like, I still like was like, oh, I'm like, that's so nice. Like 4 seats in the front row. I don't have to worry about getting there early at all. It'll be reserved for me, like whatever. So obviously I don't consult with her because why would I think it's a problem? Now, her school is kindergarten to 8th grade. So she's been there her whole life.
Right.
She's been in this school.
Long time.
So it's an emotional thing for my husband and I, too, because this is the first time she'll be going to a different school. She's going to high school. So, and the school has been great to us. So I was like, yeah, like, let's buy this. Let's bid on this.
Yeah.
We win, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. So I tell her, I go, you're never going to believe it. Mommy and Daddy won 4 front row tickets to your graduation.
Well, she didn't go to the fundraiser. She just wasn't with you.
Actually,
she didn't even know you were in the mix.
She was at the fundraiser.
Okay.
They were doing like performances. They had like the kids involved, but there, she wasn't there during the auction.
She wasn't paying attention.
No, like,
to that
she didn't.
Part,
she didn't know. So it's the end of the night. We're getting in the car. Like, you know,
I love it.
You know, and I'm so excited. It's been a long. And I'm like, so me, Daddy, your sister, and Nonna, my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're all going to be in the front row.
We're going to sit in the front row.
Right in the front row. Right in the middle.
Yep.
She looked at me. She goes, absolutely not. I go, what? She goes, nope. No, you're not. I go, what do you mean? She's like, I don't want you in the front. It's embarrassing. I go, I'm not. Now, I learned last year that like when it comes to her soccer games, I'm not allowed to speak at her soccer games.
Right,
I can't cheer anything.
Well, you were a screamer before. You were a coach at one point. You were crazy.
Well, I was very into her games, and I just was very into cheering. And then she told me that I couldn't go anymore, so I stopped speaking at them.
Yeah.
So now, like, the rule is I have to go, but I have to be quiet. I can only clap. Like, you know, when good things
regular
happen.
Regular people.
Like, normal people behave, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
If other people are clapping.
Right.
Right.
So she goes, you can't sit in the front row. She's like, it's so embarrassing. I don't want you to sit in the front row. So I go, no, I just bought this. Like,
right.
I bought this, and I want to. I want to sit in the front row. I want to see you.
I'm proud of you. I'm excited, right?
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, give it to somebody else or leave them empty.
No, or leave them empty,
yes.
Even.
Now, can you imagine there's 4 random seats in the front row that are just empty?
Well, they're not going to be random. I mean, they're going to be dead center front row.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, you won them. You paid for them.
Am I out of line because I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to sit in those seats. Or am I being a terrible mom because she's going to be so, like,
mortified
at her graduation that I'm sitting there. God forbid I open my mouth to say a word or to cheer for her.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud of you.
I told her I would be dead silent.
Mommy and Daddy love you.
I won't say a word. Parents, you ever feel like you can't do anything right? I was so excited. I went to my daughter's school's like gala thing. They had an auction. One of the items was 4 front row seats to the 8th grade graduation. My daughter, Hayden, who's 14, is graduating this year. She's been there since kindergarten. It is a big deal.
It's an exciting time. She's going to be a freshman next year.
It's crazy.
Wild.
I know. I won the tickets. So I tell her, thinking she's going to be so excited, and she freaks out. What are you, crazy? You can't be in the front row. You're so embarrassing, Mom. Am I out of line because I'm going to sit there anyway and stare at her face while she graduates and love her so much? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
Absolutely not. And you know what? You're going to get the best pictures of your daughter and her friends, and she's going to appreciate it at some point.
I know. I mean, I'm sorry I love you. I'm sorry. What do you want from me?
I know. You're not allowed to. They're going to, one day, she's going to be like 40 years old. She's going to look back and appreciate this. So you go and you sit in the front row, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Stacy, what do you think? Is Anna out of line for buying these tickets and wanting you to sit in the front row at her daughter's graduation?
She's not out of line, and her daughter will get over it, and she needs to go and sit in the front row because later on her daughter will be absolutely thrilled that she did it, as my son was initially. He was like, really? And now he's thrilled that I did.
Like, how long did it take him to appreciate it?
He's 20, and he appreciated it by the time he was in high school.
Good. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, Anna. My name is Deirdre. I just wanted to tell you that I won those seats that you're talking about, and it was the best thing ever. But actually, it's not in the front row. You're behind the graduates, in case, unless they've moved them up.
Oh, so this is, you're the first row behind the graduates.
Oh, my God, that's
here.
Even okay. Better.
Yeah.
That's fine. Then what is she mad at?
So, yeah, and you can throw stuff at her. I mean, and they only bring them up row by row. They don't put everybody on stage at once, right?
I have no idea. Right. I've never been to a graduation before.
You know what? You deserve to be in those seats just the same way I did. Go, you sit in those seats, and you have a great time, okay?
And if she complains again, I'm going to make a sign.
Yeah. Does your child still talk to you now that this transpired?
The child is a teacher in New York City now, and she talks to me every day.
Good.
See?
Good.
See? Yeah. Thank you very much. Michael, am I out of line for taking these tickets?
Absolutely not. I think you got to double down. You got to get a banner made. You got to wear T-shirts. Make right. Heartstoppers. You can keep the promise and, like, not say a word, but, you know.
You know what I think is a good investment? The air horn and the string confetti.
Yes.
The spray confetti. Right? I mean, I think that's outlawed in some places now. You should definitely get some of that.
I like the idea of T-shirts. All matching T-shirts. Michaela, am I out of line because I want to sit in the front row to see my daughter graduate and she doesn't want me to?
Yes.
Why?
I think that you're out of line. You have to respect her thoughts. And, you know, she's in eighth grade. She still gets embarrassed about family. I'm assuming that you're going to stand up and cheer real loud for her. And, you know, she's in eighth grade. She still has to go through high school. And I'm sure she doesn't want this to be like, oh, she's that girl with the, you know, cuckoo mom.
It's too late. She already has a cuckoo mom.
I mean, that's every person that you go to school with. That's
I will
every
behave.
Kid.
I will behave and I will sit there quietly and smile politely. I learned that the hard way at her soccer games when she tried to ban me last year. So I know the drill. And everybody knows that her mom is a crazy person. I mean, at this point.
I mean, you can't be the only one.
No, absolutely not. And with the exception of that last caller, everyone agrees with me, so I'm sitting in the front row.
You know, the main thing is, too, is like if you go ahead and go, oh, well, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to embarrass her now, you can't get those moments back.
No, I'm
go
doing
Go
there. It. I'm doing it. She's going to deal with it.
Yep.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this weekend and nobody gave you any credit for it? Doesn't matter how big or small. You're like, wait a minute. Not even a high five? What's up with that? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Producer John, you're up first. What did you do this weekend that you didn't get any credit?
What are in my hands right now? What is in my hand?
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes?
There the is tray a tray is in your hand.
There is a tray containing how many cupcakes, you guys?
Four.
How many people are in this room?
There's four of us.
Four.
Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome. I made cupcakes.
Wow. Nice job.
And then a hero comes along with a strength to
I could use some chocolate this morning, too. I'm not going to lie.
And when I say I made cupcakes, my son and my mother made cupcakes. But I drove them to the store.
But you saved four of them.
I drove them to the store, right. And I saved four of them.
Right. I was going to say, because it's a big tin. There could have been more in there.
How are we supposed to give you credit due when we didn't even know you made the cupcakes for us until this exact moment?
I mean, you can have the credit right now.
Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
No, I appreciate it. I do. I'm hungry, too.
He didn't make the cupcakes, but his mom made them, and he put them in the car, and he drove them here to the studio.
He brought them. He's a hero.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Sean, what did you do this weekend that you did not get credit for?
So I put together, painstakingly, lifted, put together all of our outside furniture, moved it around for like 3 hours, and my back is killing me. So I believe I deserve some credit for that.
The biggest part of the story was he did it under the watchful eye of his pregnant girlfriend, who was berating him the entire time. And telling him how he was doing it wrong.
Think she had a good time doing that to me.
Did you have the little L screw thing that comes with everything?
Oh, God, the L wrench thing and then the screwdriver, right.
And they always have like the screws in the most awkward positions, so you can only do like a quarter turn. It's
Is it going to be the long way or the short way? Which way is the best way to go with this particular turn?
They're both terrible, right?
Here's your
They're
credit.
They're both terrible.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Raven, what did you do this week? You didn't get credit for.
I tell you what. So I'm in my garage, right? And I was doing the same thing as Sean. I was putting together patio furniture this weekend, which is a thankless job in itself, right? But for the one part, my wife would be mortified. I didn't even tell her this happened. I'm in my garage, and I'm struggling to find tools that I can use to put this thing together instead of the stupid Allen wrench that they sent. Yeah. And, of course, it's my garage. So my shirt's off. Everything, you know, everything's hanging out, whatnot. And here comes my neighbor. Oh, hey, would you mind taking a family photo for us? It's my 90-year-old neighbor's birthday celebration, and there's like 40 of her family members there. And I'm like, yeah, let me just put a shirt on, and I'll be right over. And I did that. Yeah. I can be your
hero, baby. He didn't have to put a shirt on.
Nope.
No, I did.
He could have went right out there with his helmet just hanging out.
Yeah.
Very hairy.
I'm just saying.
Maybe 5 years ago.
No.
I'm just saying, from an advocate of having your shirt off, should have left it off, right?
Maybe 15 years
Thank
ago.
You.
What?
Oh. You won't be a hero next week, John.
What'd you do over the weekend and nobody gave you any credit for it? We'll give you the credit you deserve right now. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Raven, you want to talk about not getting any credit?
Mm.
Over the weekend, we moved. We moved.
That's a big undertaking for sure.
Yeah. Now, while the movers and my husband were all sweaty and hot and moving stuff, and I stayed in the air conditioning nice area, I said, does anybody want any pizza?
Oh!
And my husband was like, yeah, why don't you get it? And I go, okay. So I went and I got the pizza.
Wow.
And I brought it back. And you know what they did? They ate it. And then nobody was like, hey, Anna, thanks for getting in your air-conditioned car and driving to pick up the pizza. Could I have some credit, please?
Yeah, you got it. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Was there an abundance of pizza?
I got 4 large pies.
Oh, my gosh. Was there a variety of pizzas?
Well, I just got cheese because I didn't know what everybody wanted.
Well, you know, that's all right.
Yeah,
they were busy. You weren't walking around taking orders because that would have slowed them down moving your stuff.
Somebody has to get the pizza.
Right. The biggest part is they didn't even have to ask for the pizza. You asked if they wanted pizza. You went and got the pizza.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know. Pretty good. Pretty good job.
Steve, what did you do this weekend that nobody gave you credit for?
I went to dinner with my in-laws, and I was well-behaved.
Oh.
Good job.
We're going to give you your credit, too.
Sometimes in-laws are really, really difficult to deal with.
He could have thrown that spaghetti right in their face.
Yeah.
He could have done anything.
Yeah, more likely, he could have came up with some terrible excuse why he wasn't going to go and then just not shown up. Like, you know, most people do in their marriages. Right. He could have done that.
Amber, what did you do this week that you didn't get any credit for?
My husband and I were out with a baby, and the baby had a blowout, and I didn't know it, but my husband did, and he like made some excuse for me to be left with a baby to take the baby and change the diaper and the blowout, and it was just everywhere, and it took me like 30 minutes, and it was pretty horrific, so...
You're a hero.
I didn't get any credit for it.
Okay. Yeah. You're a hero, Mom. Unfortunately, most mom things don't come with badges of honor.
That's
but
right.
You get one here today.
Right.
Right. As long as you're not the next person walking in the bathroom behind you.
There you go. We're going to give you your credit right now. But I see your true colors shining through. I
see your true colors. That's why I love. I don't ever want to be the part of something like that. Just so...
Why do dads always not smell? Why it's all of a sudden dad's
selective.
Nose doesn't smell. He doesn't. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
the baby had a blowout?
Yeah.
Oh, shocking.
It's allergy season, Anna. That's why I didn't catch it.
Yeah. Grace, what did you do this week that you didn't get credit for?
I didn't get credit for vacuuming the house, and my husband is always on me about cleaning, but he never does anything himself, and when I do something right, nothing.
Oh, hold on. Let's give you your credit right now. Somebody has to vacuum, otherwise there's crumbs everywhere, and it's disgusting.
It's the worst job. Nobody wants to do that job. It's even worse when you got to do the couch and you got pets. But,
yeah.
But somebody has to do it. Well done.
If you ever need your credit due, you can call 1-800-330-9999. At one point or another, you reach your breaking point, and I have reached it. I am not a nice person anymore.
Wait a minute. I mean, are we talking about your new parking lot, right?
Yeah, it's been 3 days.
I was going to say, like, it's been 10 seconds.
So we're selling our home, and we've moved into a rental for 3 months until our new home is ready. So we've got this weird in-the-middle time period. Mm. And for the first time ever, we're living in an apartment building, which we've never done before.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's exciting in a lot of ways. It's also terrifying. But for the first time in a long time, I have a reserved parking spot. So somebody keeps parking in our parking spot. And we have to pay for it. Like, you have to pay extra money. Because I leave for work so early, I wanted, like, a specific one that was really close to our door.
You don't have to justify it. You're paying for your parking space. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do this in condo complexes everywhere.
Yeah.
It's your parking space.
Now, how do I get this person to stop it? Because at first I was like, all right. So I sent an email to the management. Hey, guys. You know, we just moved in. We just moved in today.
Yeah.
That car is still on our spot. You know, and then, you know, they send you an email back. Take a picture of the license plate and send it to us. Okay, so we send it. You know. Hey, guys, it's 2 days now. It's still there.
Yeah.
And now that's it. No more Mrs. Nice Girl.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, well, it's the work week now, so you've got to plan for this every day. You don't want to deal with this. You know, I mean, places that I lived before, honestly, they would have just pulled up and towed it. I mean, they do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for a space. You know it. And you're forewarned as a resident. And if you're a guest, who cares? You put your car there. You saw it had a number. I assume they're numbered or there's a sign with a number or whatever.
It's both.
Okay.
There's both.
Great. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's glaring right in their face. Get out of here.
All right. So now I'm done being Mrs. Nice Lady.
Yeah.
It's time to be Mr. Bad Guy. What do I say?
Yeah, good cop, bad cop. Now you're bad
whatever.
Cop.
Not bad cop.
Yeah, I don't know why you had to change genders, but right. Okay.
Okay. Listen.
She's upset. She's flustered.
I'm mad.
She's upset. Right.
Yeah. All right. Producer John.
Yeah.
Producer Sean and Raven,
yeah.
Wrong answers only. How do I get this person, Honda Civic, out of my parking spot?
Anna, I know you're frustrated, but you're approaching this all wrong. I've lived in apartments my entire life. You can't get mad in these situations. You got to just be nice. You know what you should do? You should write them a nice little note. You should say, hi, how are you? I've noticed that you park here all the time. In fact, I notice you quite often. You seem like a very special person, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow. I'm very excited. I'm going to see you very soon.
Okay. Do I have to do it in the same creepy voice? I guess.
I think that delivers the feeling.
Okay.
I mean, it's a letter.
Okay.
He said write a note.
Yeah,
so.
You just write a note.
It's when they read it in their inner monologue. I think he's envisioning that they'll hear it in a creepy voice.
Should I also doodle little hearts all around it?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Sean, wrong answers only. What do I do to get this person out of my parking spot?
I got to say, I sympathize with you in this because I'm going through the same thing in my apartment. But with that being said, take their license plate down, wait for them to leave. And when they do, just call the cops. I'm like, yeah, there's a drunk driver on the road. Give them their license plate.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
Bye-bye car.
Wrong morally, but effective.
True.
Right. I mean, it's going to ruin their day, too.
Yeah.
I would say add a welcome sign. You know? I mean, like, really, like, you know, hey, Honda Civic, I'm so glad that you feel free to park here, despite the fact that I pay for this spot right now. Please feel free to park here again today. And then an arrow pointing right down to the space there. And maybe they'll take that and go, maybe, okay, they've noticed. I should stop now.
Wrong answers only. What do you do when somebody is parked in your reserve spot? You can call 1-800-330-9999. It's been, 3 days in my new apartment? I'm only going to be there for 3 months, but I have a special reserve parking spot that I pay for. And there's been a car that hasn't moved from it. I keep complaining to management. They're not doing anything about it. It's time for me to take matters into my own hands.
Yeah, you got to get serious, man. Let them know that you're not to be toyed with.
Sure. I want the proper channels, and I've gotten nowhere. So wrong answers only. How do I get this car out of my spot? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Okay, well, I'm hoping this is a wrong answer, but I live in a condo, and we deal with the same situation that you're going through. What we do is we block them in, and then when they're ready to leave, we don't answer our door.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Right, just let them sit there for a while. Right, and then when you finally come to the door, sorry about that. Yeah, it's inconvenient, right?
Think about what you've done at this point. You like that? You sit out of that car for 20 minutes. Hope you don't have a doctor's appointment.
Rebecca, wrong answers only. What should Anna do with this person that's been parking in her parking space?
This is going to sound kind of savage, but I like egg their car. That's what I do.
That is savage.
Like, how you like them eggs?
Yep, what you did there.
A bold move, because of course, they got to assume it's you. So then when you go and park in your own space, now all of a sudden you got to worry about retaliation.
That's why it's a wrong answer.
Also eliminates the possibility of me dressing like a ninja and going out and trying to do it all stealthy.
Cindy, wrong answers only. What do you do when someone is parked in your reserved parking spot at your apartment complex?
I take my baby's diaper and I smear it all over their window.
Oh,
that is a terrible, terrible thing to do.
And
my gosh. Like, I mean, you're an animal. I mean, that's what you're doing. Like, you are a straight, you are an animal.
You could have just left it on the hood and that would have been a message enough. To take it a step further seems terrible.
Like an angry ape. You're like King Kong with a baby diaper.
That is definitely wrong answer. Don't do that. I mean, I don't hate anybody enough to do that, I think. Yeah.
I mean, one thing's for certain, though. You do that, and nobody will ever go near your parking space again. Nobody that ever witnessed that or heard that story would never approach again.
All right, Amanda, what do you do, wrong answers only, when someone is parked in your reserved parking spot?
I have Vaseline in my car for my chapped lips and like chapped hands, so I would take some of that and put it on the handle of their car door so that when the next time that they go into their car, they just have a little sticky mess on them.
Or wipe it all over their windshield too. That was the first thing I thought.
Yeah, because it doesn't come off.
No,
like you have to like scrub it and scrub it.
Gosh.
It's like there's always a smear there.
And no matter how much you scrub it, you still see it. It's there forever. Vaseline is there forever.
It's weird, huh?
It is weird.
Why does Vaseline do that to glass?
What is it made out of? Magic sauce?
Oil.
Oh.
So, kinda.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Dave and Ellie. Ellie, what's going on?
Hi. Yeah. So, my best friend, one of my really good friends for over 10 years, is getting married, and I want to go to the wedding and give her a gift and put money in the envelope. And I think Dave should give $250. I want to give her a total of $500. We've been friends for over, 10 years. And Dave does not want to pay his half.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I have this correct. This is your friend, Ellie, right? Is this your friend, too? Do you guys know her?
I mean, we're acquaintances. I mean, she's not like a good friend of mine, no. But, I mean, I know her, you know.
And how long have you and Ellie been dating?
We've been together for about a year now, yeah.
So you've been dating a year. You're going to this wedding. Dave, I guess you're Ellie's plus one, or you're both invited. So why wouldn't you just split it if she feels like that should be the right amount?
Okay, I mean, I've seen this girl maybe twice in my life. I mean, I know her. I mean, I'm not best friends with her. And so I don't think I should pay half. Like, $250 is a lot of money. I mean, I'll pay $100. I mean, I'll cover my plate. You know what I mean? I'm not, going to be an ass about it, but I'll cover my plate. But $250? Come on. I don't even know her that well.
Yeah. I mean, going to a wedding can be expensive one way or the other, right? You got to move things around. If you don't have a suit, you got to get that taken care of, certainly. But a gift is implied. On the other hand, you kind of got a point. He doesn't have the relationship with the friend. Personally, myself, I would keep that on myself, right? It's my friend. It's my friend's wedding. I'll cover the gift. That's the way that I would think about it.
Do you guys live together?
We live together. We both have really great jobs. Like, it's just, I mean, you can't just give $100 at a wedding anymore. We also, we make pretty good money. So I don't think it's right to just be stingy when we can afford to give $500. I don't know.
Huh.
But when you said we got really good jobs, why can't you just front the extra? I am willing to meet you at the $100 mark. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, let's see what the audience has to say. If you're invited as a plus one or as a guest to a wedding, and you know the truth of the matter is, Dave, is that you're invited because Ellie's going, obviously. Are you responsible to put in half of the gift, $250, so you can give a $500 gift at a wedding? I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Contemplating this in my head. All right, so here's what's going on. Dave and Ellie are going to a wedding. It's one of Ellie's good friends. So Ellie wants to give a very nice gift. She wants to put $500 in the envelope for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Her boyfriend, Dave, is coming as her plus one, coming as her date, obviously. And she says, well, we should split it. $250 each goes in the envelope. Dave doesn't want to do that.
Dave says, listen, I'm happy to give like $100, $150 or whatever, cover my plate. But he's met this girl like all of two times. You know, here's my main thing is, number one, it's Ellie's good friend. Number two, and this is probably even bigger to me, is Ellie set the amount. Ellie decided that she wanted to do $500. She didn't discuss this with Dave and say, oh, well, here are the reasons that I think that we should do this or whatever. She said, this is my good friend. I want to be nice. I want to do this and we should split it. That doesn't seem right.
Right. But also, it's like, it's not like they just started dating, Ellie and Dave, and he's like a random date. Like, they're in a committed relationship.
I mean, it's a year, though. It's not 10 years.
I don't know.
They're not engaged.
Who's responsible to what the money goes in the envelope when you go to a wedding like this? 1-800-330-9999. Rick, whose side are you on?
I'm on the boyfriend side. $500 to me is way too much. If you want to do something, she's not your sister. Not her sister. And she's not immediate family. I think $500 is way too much.
I don't know. It sounds like he's more upset about the amount itself, but.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Dave and Ellie are invited to a wedding. They've been dating for about a year. Now, here's the thing. It's one of Ellie's good friends. So Ellie thinks it's only fair to put $500 in the envelope as a gift. She thinks that Dave, being her boyfriend for over a year, should split it with her $250 each.
Dave says, listen, I've met this girl about two times. And while I think it's a really nice gesture that you want to give her a nice gift, I mean, I'm not fully invested here to go $250 on this. Doesn't seem right to me. I'll cover my plate. Here's $100, $150. I got no problem with that. But $500 seems excessive.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Lisa, whose side are you on?
Oh, my God, I totally agree with him. There's no way. If I invite someone to a wedding, am I going to ask them to pay half the gift?
Right. I mean, sometimes,
no way.
I mean, it seems to me, honestly, if I was asking somebody to be my date at a wedding, I mean, I would not put it out of the realm of possibility for me to offer to pay for their dress, you know, or whatever it may be. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, they're your guest.
Maria, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side because every single wedding I've been to that I've brought a date with, like a date to, I've always fronted for the gift because I'm asking him to come with me. And even before I met my husband and we were living together, if we went to a wedding, I still paid for it because it was my friend and I was asking him to come with me. I wasn't going to ask him to lay money out for someone who he doesn't even know.
Angela, what do you think?
I think that she was invited. It's her friend. They're not engaged, and she should pay for her plus one.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dave, our audience agreed with you today. If you want to give 100 and that's what you're comfortable with giving, then that's what you put in the envelope. And Ellie, you can put up the difference, whatever you want that to be.
Thank you. Okay. I mean, that's how I feel.
Ellie, I mean, I get it. You get the feeling that you're partners, you're in it together, you cohabitate and all those things, you make your plans together, you probably manage a lot of your other bills together. On the other hand, you know, he doesn't really know her, right? He's met her a couple times, and solidarity with you being one thing, it's also you who set the amount for the wedding gift. And maybe if you had brought that up earlier on, it would be more negotiable. But if, you know, 500 in your mind is the number that you want to give, that you feel right giving, then you're going to have to come up with that. At least that's what the audience thinks.
You gonna be cool with that, Ellie?
I mean, I guess so. If everybody agrees with him, then yeah, I guess that's what I'm gonna go with.
Okay. Well, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,000. All right, Brianna, you ready to play?
I think so.
Let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Oh, okay. Raven, leave the room.
Sure. Won't start without you doing that.
All right. Good luck, Brianna. All right, Brianna. I think you can do it. If you can get answer number five, I think you can do it. All right, five pop culture questions. I'm going to give you 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the room, ask him the same questions. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Okay.
Number one, Pitbull says he encouraged John Travolta to shave his head. He is known as Mr. 305 because he reps what city?
Miami.
Number two, Jenny Craig will reportedly shut down their operations after 4 decades. What actress that started her career on One Day at a Time was famously an endorser?
Valerie Bertinelli.
Number three, the MTV Movie and TV Awards were last night with no host, no performances, just presenters and pre-recorded acceptance speeches. And Tom Cruise won for best performance in a movie and accepted his speech in a fighter jet. And then after he spoke, he dove out of the plane. What do the actual MTV Movie and TV Awards look like?
Oh, I don't know.
It's okay. Number four, Only Murders in the Building will be back for a third season on August 8th. Mabel Mora is played by what pop star?
Selena Gomez.
And number five, Simone Biles married NFL player Jonathan Owens over the weekend in Mexico. She is tied with what other gymnast with 7 Olympic medals for as the most decorated American gymnast of all time?
I don't know.
Okay, let me bring her back in. It's all right. That's okay.
Yo.
3 for Brianna.
Pretty good. Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Pitbull says he encouraged John Travolta to shave his head. He is known as Mr. 305 because he represents what city?
Miami, baby.
That's right. Number two, Jenny Craig will reportedly shut down their operations after 4 decades. Which actress that started her career on One Day at a Time was famously an endorser?
It's Valerie Bertinelli.
That's right. Number three, the MTV Movie and TV Awards were last night. No hosts, no performances, just presenters and pre-recorded acceptance speeches.
Mm.
Tom Cruise won for best performance in a movie and accepted his speech while in a fighter jet. And then after he spoke, he dove out of the plane.
Of course.
What do the actual MTV Movie and TV Awards look like?
The Movie Awards is a thing of popcorn, right?
Yes, a cup of popcorn. Yep. Yeah. Number four, Only Murders in the Building will be back for a third season on August 8th. Mabel Mora is played by what pop star?
Selena Gomez.
Yes. And number five, Simone Biles married NFL player Jonathan Owens over the weekend in Mexico. She is tied with what other gymnast with 7 Olympic medals for the most decorated American gymnast of all time?
I'm going to take a guess here and say Mary Lou Retton.
Shannon Miller.
Not even close.
Nope,
then, I guess.
Not even close.
Carrie Strug would have been my other one. She was the one that got carried there after the big. Yeah, never mind.
Doesn't matter. All right, Brianna, he beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you. It's Brianna, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,100 tomorrow, Anna.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.